Flying the Flag by Alex Shearer. With Dinsdale Landon as Her Majesty's Ambassador, Mr. Mackenzie. And featuring Peter Aker, Moya Leslie, Christopher Benjamin, and Stephen Greif. As unequal as others.
Yes, well, I hold out little hope for it myself, William.
What was that exactly, sir?
This all-woman's space mission, the communists.
Communists, sir?
Oh, the Democrats, or whatever their name is today, are trying to organise.
I thought it was quite a good idea myself, sir.
Oh, did you, William? But then I suppose you're something of the new man, are you?
Well, I think I'm not afraid to get in touch with my emotions, sir.
Your emotions, William, but you're in the diplomatic service. You're not supposed to have any. I mean, I may be a bit old-fashioned.
Oh, I'd hardly say that, sir. I'd have thought old-fashioned would have been a bit modern for you, more, antediluvian, really?
Thank you, William. Very kind of you to say so. And some may think me a chauvinist, but in my view, a woman's place is not up in a space rocket orbiting the Earth, putting frilly curtains up at portholes.
But it's not the first time, though, is it, sir? I mean, they've been sending women up into space for, well, quite a few years.
Yes, William, but never on their own. In the past, whenever they've sent a woman up, she's always been accompanied by an adult. Anyway, there's those letters signed, William. Now, anything else?
Oh, yes, Colonel Surikov to see you, sir, at 11. Other than that, the morning's clear.
Oh, fine, William. Well, I'll just sit here and get in touch with my correspondents. Oh, and perhaps you'd ask Helen to get in touch with the kettle and make some tea.
Yes, sir, I'll put her to work at her womanly task, sir.
Good. Oh, and William, no letters from Buckingham Palace at all, and possibly in connection with the honours list.
I'm afraid not, sir. No news of a knighthood as yet. Shall I hang your ermine stole and ceremonial sword up, then, sir?
Oh, maybe I'll wear them a while longer, William, just to get the feel of it.
Unlucky. Every morning coming here, Helen, every evening going home. Ever since they started work on that building at the corner, they've made my life misery.
Well, just ignore them, then.
How can I when they're shouting and whistling at me? And how would you like it if you had 15 women on a building site making personal remarks about you every time you walk by?
We're just having a bit of fun, Willie. They're not really going to put you in the concrete mixer.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's funny. You know what the one digging the drains did when I walked over the planks?
What?
Well, trying to look up my trousers and see me boxers.
Oh.
I mean, really, talk about gross.
They're just bored. Well, they're just trying to lighten up the day. So when they see a bit of juicy crumpet like you going by, they like to remark on it.
You made some very rude suggestions, that's all. I get all tense just walking by. So, I mean, how can you say? Yeah, they haven't got equality over here, I don't know.
Willie, allowing women to do what are traditionally men's jobs is fine if you do it across the board. But they don't, do they? It's not real equality at all.
What do you mean?
I mean, they let women have more than equal shares in doing all the dirty work and the heavy manual labour. But when it comes to the top jobs, they're all still done by men.
Well, whose fault's that? Now, where's the women's livers of the motherland? Why aren't they doing something? I mean, I haven't noticed any women in the People's Republic burning any bras.
Willie, if you'd spent 6 days queuing for a bra, you wouldn't burn yours either. You'd have it stuffed and framed. The Western values they've adopted here are like the Western clothes they've got. They're 20 years out of date. Kipper tie values. Mm. All these soft porn magazines that are turning up here, strip clubs, floor shows, massage parlours. And they've even started having beauty contests. They've gone right back to square one.
Well, it's not all fun for men, though, is it, Helen? I mean, women aren't the only ones with unfulfilled potentials and wasted abilities and unsatisfied lives. Most men in the world are doing jobs they don't like. When everyone wants a good job and there just aren't enough to go round.
Women are second-class citizens here, the same as everywhere else. I mean, just look at all these lonely hearts in the local newspaper. Every ad is a woman looking for a nice man who doesn't drink and can wash her plate once a fortnight.
Oh, you say a man who doesn't drink at all, or who sort of doesn't drink much?
Anyone reasonably sober would do, Willie, I'm sure. Why?
No reason. Well, I still don't think you can say that women are treated as second-class citizens any more, Helen.
Oh, no, Willie. Not at all. Third class, if anything.
Helen.
Sir?
When you have a moment, could you pop in and sponge down my filing cabinets?
Yes, sir. I'll be straight in. I'll just get my rubber knee pads and my bowl of suds. There you are then, Willie. The defence rests. Your witness.
Yes, I'm pleased to say, Mr. Ambassador, that here in the People's Republic, I mean, of course, People's Democracy, women's private enterprise is flourishing on almost every corner.
Not to mention under every lamppost.
And, of course, we have set up our committee of investigation into what women are thinking.
Oh, that's very interesting, Colonel. What are women thinking?
We don't quite know yet.
Ah.
As the panel is entirely composed of men. But we are seriously thinking about what women should be thinking.
Ah.
And when we have thought about it, we will let them know so that they can go away and think it.
Well, it's certainly food for thought, Colonel. Well, wouldn't you do better to appoint some women to the panel?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Ah.
But what about your own representation of women, Mr. Ambassador? How many women do you have in Parliament, may I ask?
Hundreds, Colonel. There's the secretaries, the cleaning staff, the tea ladies. Why, we even have some women MPs. But how many do you have on your central committee?
No, not many. But women still have power from the pillow. And they are free to express their views in the many new magazines springing up everywhere. You have possibly seen some of our new titles. Health and Inefficiency, Deep Tundra, and Happy Comrade.
Yes, very popular with dirty old comrades, I understand.
A certain license is the price of liberty, I'm afraid, Mr. Ambassador. And in this new liberal climate, we have been able to discuss topics hitherto forbidden and taboo.
Ah.
We now have books for young married couples, guides to a happy sex life, complete with comprehensive details of all two positions, compared to the one permitted before democratization.
Ah, yes. Well, no wonder everyone's staying in the evenings.
No, no, Mr. Ambassador. That is in order to watch the televised preliminaries of our new Miss Comely Comrade contest.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, that.
Oh. In fact, this is one of the reasons I am here, Mr. Ambassador, to ask if you would consent to act as one of the judges in the finals and semifinals.
Me, Colonel? Well, I...
Yes, yes. Oh, we were hoping to have some foreign celebrities on the panel, Mr. Ambassador, but obviously you would do instead, along with the American ambassador, Mr. Weinberg.
Well, I'm very flattered to be asked, Colonel, but what exactly would one be expected to do?
Oh, just marks out of 10, Mr. Ambassador. It's just basically a matter of being hypercritical and nitpicking and standing in judgment over other people's hopes and dreams, Mr. Ambassador, and dashing most of them.
Yes, well, I could probably manage that, I say.
So we have a yes, Mr. Ambassador?
Oh, very well, Colonel, I'll be pleased to.
Then shall we have a drink, Mr. Ambassador, to the ladies?
Yes, to the distaff side, Colonel.
Oh, yes. Your Shakespearean references again, Mr. Ambassador. Oh, yes. Sir John Distaff in the Merry Wombles of Windsor.
Yes, a drink, yes. What a good idea.
He's not really going to do it.
Well, apparently so. He thinks it would be all to the benefit of East-West relations.
Well, I think it's degrading, that sort of thing. If this is democracy in action, bring back Reds under the bed, I say.
Well, actually, I don't see why, though, Helen.
No, being a man, I don't suppose you would.
Well, look, people object to beauty contests. They then object to brains contests or, you know, brawn contests. I mean, you look at these women astronauts. There's only, right, three of them up there in orbit, but 600 have applied for the job. OK? What was that, then? It's not a talent contest.
That's rather different. They weren't selected on the basis of what they looked like in a bikini.
Oh, I see. So it's all right making money out of being intelligent, but you can't make money out of being beautiful. So you can exploit how you think, but you can't exploit how you look. Is that it?
These beauty contests, Willie, as you well know, are just an excuse for a load of dirty old men to have an ogle.
What about all those dirty old women down on that building site ogling at me every time I go by?
Well, you've got to assert yourself, Willie, and stop being such a wimp.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. They're big women. Carrying those hods all day has built them up. Well, I'm definitely going the long way. I'm not going round there. No, it's getting dark earlier.
Oh, it's pathetic.
I mean, yeah, you go on about women not being able to find a decent bloke they can settle down with. Well, it's just the same for men, you know, Helen.
You mean they can't find a decent bloke to settle down with either?
Yeah. Anyway, let's go and post these letters.
Oh, leave them in the tray. I'll do them for you.
No, it's all right, Helen. I'll walk down to the postbox.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Willie. Just put them in the tray.
It's all right, I'll do it.
Get them here.
No.
Willie? writing to? Box 48, box 52, box 74. You're writing to the Lonely Hearts.
Well, I just, you know, well.
Oh, Willie, really?
What?
Box 69.
We're all human.
I see they've blasted off then, William.
I beg your pardon, sir?
These women astronaut people, these cosmonauts, or whatever they call themselves.
Oh, yes, sir. Textbook liftoff, too, apparently, sir. Absolutely perfect. Went up without a hitch.
Yes, well, I'd reserve judgment myself on that score, William. You wait a few days, and then we'll see their mettle. Oh, yes, a woman in space, William, is like a cat up a tree. They may have got up then, all right, but that doesn't mean they know how to come down.
Well, I'll press on.
No, one thing, William, before you go. This beauty event that I'm to act as judge at this evening, it's not my usual sphere of operations, though an ambassador in these modern days must be prepared to extend his scope and widen his brief.
I'm sure few have wider briefs than yourself, sir.
Yes, William. It's just that as I've been mingling with the younger set, William, do you think I should wear my customary evening attire, or would that be too formal?
Well, the mulberry crushed velvet pantaloons with the bridal garter and the cowbell have always proved very reliable in the past, sir.
I was just toying with the idea of something more casual, William.
Well, I think maybe just a lounge suit then, really, sir.
Oh, you don't think that's too old-fashioned?
No. The Dracula look is back in again, apparently, and if you did want to add that extra touch of youth, I can always pop out and get your second-best toupee from the cleaners, sir. They might have got the spots out by now.
Yes, very well, William. And if you could have the Daimler ready for 7:30.
Right, sir.
Oh, and extend an invitation to Helen, William. Tell her that she can come along if she wants to. Be a night out for her. Poor dear.
Yeah, I somehow doubt she will, sir. I think she's made other arrangements. The Sisters of the Motherland have organised a meeting with guest speakers from the West. It's entitled Feminism. Let's start here.
Oh, well, I know nothing about this, William.
Well, I believe that the sisters are doing it for themselves, sir.
Oh, well, they shouldn't be, not without Ambassador's permission. And Helen's going along to listen, is she?
No, sir. I believe she's giving one of the speeches.
Well, gentlemen, I think we've seen all the contestants. Perhaps we can now confer among ourselves and deliberate upon our deliberations. Have you each drawn up a short list?
Yes, I have, Colonel. If you wish to compare notes.
And Ambassador Weinberg, you have selected your favorites.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure, Sir Rykov. Right on, old buddy. You go ahead and shoot.
Well, now, for my money, gentlemen, I was most impressed personally by the credentials of Miss Remold Tyres. I thought, at least to my mind, here was a potential Miss Comely Comrade very much in the making.
Well, I'm not so sure there, Sir Rykov. I'm sorry. I'm not saying she didn't have her qualities, but I wasn't so convinced that she really had the right intellectual equipment.
No, but the rest of her equipment seemed A1 to me.
I think what we have to remember, Colonel, is that these girls are ambassadors like ourselves, which is why I personally was rather impressed by Miss Heavy Plant and Machinery.
Oh, yes. Her caterpillar tracks were quite outstanding.
I got her down, too, back. Look, I got the name right here. Look.
I felt that her education and her deportment...
And her little bikini.
Yes.
And particularly her social awareness were most impressive.
Okay, good. So we're agreed. She goes through to the final.
Oh, very good. And did you have any favorites at all, Mr. Weinberg, that you would wish to support?
Yeah. One or two, Sir Rykov. One or two. To my way of thinking, the odds on has to be... Well, gentlemen, I just want to say three words to you. Miss Graphite Lubrication.
Oh, yes. I have her down myself, Mr. Ambassador.
You, Mac?
Oh, yes, I too, Spider. An extremely articulate young woman, I thought. Oh. And I was most impressed by her sincerity.
Oh, you got a good look at that, too,
oh,
did you, Mac?
Did, absolutely.
Sincerity, yeah. Yeah, it's not many young women of her age who want to go to the Third World and work with deprived crocodiles.
Why?
When she could probably follow a successful and lucrative modeling career instead.
Oh, but it wasn't just just that spider. She was a whole person, if you understand.
Oh.
The way she walked, the way she talked.
The way she sat on your knee and played with your ears.
Oh, yes, that would... I wouldn't be influenced by a matter like that, Colonel. Things such as having your ears played with, well, this is as naught to me.
Me neither, Matt.
Nor I. So we have two finalists for next week's contest, but we still need another 18.
Well, maybe it would make things easier for us, Sir Rykoff, if we had another look at them all.
Oh.
Maybe in a more intimate setting. Maybe in a small back room somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Where we can relax. Somewhere with a couch or something.
Oh, yes.
What do you think, guys?
Good.
Morning, Willie.
Morning, Helen. How's your meeting?
Fine, thank you.
Oh.
Did you have a good time last night? Down at the People's Palace of Culture, ogling the People's Bimbos?
I didn't actually get there, as a matter of fact. I had something else to do.
What? Miss a free Eiffel? That doesn't sound like you.
Look, I happen to have a bit of sensitivity, Helen, as a matter of fact. It's a deep and committed relationship in a world of trivia. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not just after a one-night stand, because I've had all that. Well, you know, not much of it, but... Anyway, it's not what I'm after now.
You were meeting your box numbers. That's what you were doing.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. You were standing under a station clock with a flower in your buttonhole, watching your petals wilt.
I was not.
Why are you blushing, then? Oh, come on, Willie, I tell you.
Well, it was a bit of a disaster, really, Helen. Terrible mistake.
Why?
Well, you see, what I didn't know about the personal ads is that they allocate the box numbers according to how old you are. So, you know, it's done according to the age of the advertiser. So.
Oh, I see. So, when you met box 69, she was quite a bit older than you expected.
Well, it wasn't just that. She was quite a bit shorter than I expected.
So, are you going to... try some of the lower box numbers?
No, I'm just fed up with the whole thing now. I'll end up some crusty old bachelor, probably. Everyone thinking I'm gay on the quiet.
But you weren't at Cambridge, though, were you?
No, true enough. But how about you? Did you ever think of starting a family and settling down?
I think about it, Willie, but I'd like to get my career into gear first.
Career?
No, women can have them now, you know.
Mr. Ambassador?
Yes, oh, do come in, Colonel. I'm surprised to see you. I thought you weren't meeting until the finals of the Miss Cumley Comrade tonight.
Indeed, Mr. Ambassador, we are. Though this is not the purpose of my visit.
Well, do sit down, Colonel. You seem a little fraught, a little crumpled even.
Yes, a little problem with the ironing board, Mr. Ambassador.
Oh, yes, Colonel. What exactly is wrong with it?
Mrs. Surikoff refuses to put it up.
Oh.
And a similar problem with the table, Mr. Ambassador. She refuses to put any meals on it.
Oh.
Yes. Frankly, Mr. Ambassador, I am totally perplexed.
So what exactly is the trouble, Colonel?
Well, on the night of the semifinals, Mr. Ambassador, Mrs. Surikoff attended a meeting on feminism, I believe is the word. Among the lectures was one given by a woman from the U.S. of A Miss Tallulah Lionheart, Mr. Ambassador.
Yes, well, I can't say we're acquainted, Colonel.
No matter. The evening was entitled Women's Liberation. Let's start here.
Yes, Colonel.
Well, she did, as soon as she got home.
Ah.
Domestic harmony has been discordant ever since, Mr. Ambassador. My meals are uncooked. My shirts are unpressed. And all the other things we used to do?
Yes?
There's nothing doing.
Oh, dear.
In fact, she even bought me an apron, you know, Mr. Ambassador.
What?
And she gave it to me, and she said... Here you are. It's your turn.
Oh, my God.
You have been through these turmoils in the West already, but such things are new here. How are we to handle this situation?
Yes.
Is it just a temporary madness?
Well, it is difficult, Colonel. In fact, to tell you the truth, Mrs. Mackenzie did herself abandon home and hearth for a time.
Oh, and so what strategy does one adopt, Mr. Ambassador, to these no-dinner-on-the-table attitudes?
Well, I myself did find, Colonel, that the best approach was, Sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I don't suppose you'd had the recipe for that, would you?
You all right, Mac?
Yes. I'm fine, sir.
Where's Sir Rykov? Did they get him?
Here I am, General.
Oh.
Here I am. Is there room for a small one down under the table?
Yes, sir. Just crawl on under. Keep your head down.
Are you all right, Colonel? You seem to have gone deathly pale.
Yes, they got me with a flower bomb, Mr. Anderson.
Who are these broads, Mac? Does anybody know?
Feminist, Spider.
Feminist broads? Mm-hmm. Jeez, real tough guys, huh? I didn't know they still went in for this kind of thing, Mac, breaking up beauty contests. I thought that all went out with the 70s.
Not yet, Spider. The 70s are just arriving.
Why are these women disrupting our harmless beauty pageant?
Well, I believe they think it's demeaning, Colonel.
Demeaning, Mr. Impossible? Mm-hmm. Such a wholesome celebration of the people's womanhood. Who are these Western feminists putting the spokeswomen in the works and undermining the sanctity of family tyranny? This Tallulah Lionleg, or whatever her name is.
Oh, that broad.
Oh, you nervous, Spider?
Yeah, Tallulah Lionheart. Big feminist, Mac. Big New Yorker, comes from nothing.
Uh-huh.
Used to be down in her hunkers in Yonkers. Then she wrote a bestseller. Uh-huh. Does the lecture circuit now. And when I say she's big, I mean like colossal. Mm-hmm. She burned her bra in Madison Square Garden. It took 3 fire tenders to put it out.
Good Lord.
She's a tough cookie, Sir Rykov.
Yeah, well, I do not care how tough your cookies are, Mr. Ambassadors. I am not afraid of your petticoat army.
Well, don't think I'm here under the table because I'm phased out by anything, Sir Rykov. I'm just here keeping you guys company. Is it safe to go out yet, Mac?
No, there's still a few by the door in dungarees. Mm-hmm. Oh, funnily enough, one of them looks a bit like Mrs. Surikov.
Oh, impossible, Mr. Ambassador. She is at home, flossing the carpets and getting on with her embroidery anglaise.
Funny, I thought I recognized one of them too, Mac. She looked a bit like that broad in your office.
Lord Helena, no, Spider, no. She's much too placid for anything like that.
Oh. Shall we make a crawl for it then, guys? What do you say? Are we just going to cower under the table here like a bunch of gutless sissies?
Well, if you feel that's the best thing to do, Mr. Ambassador.
What do you say, Mac?
Well, I've no desperately urgent appointments.
Fine. I got a pack of cards in my pocket if anyone cares for a game of poker.
Well, I think we turn the tables upon them, William.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a matter of turning tables, sir. I thought it was more a question of hiding under them.
No one was hiding under any tables, William. We merely thought it prudent to take evasive action while these obviously unbalanced women were cleared from the hall and taken away for the psychiatric assistance they so desperately needed.
I beg your pardon, sir. I plainly must have misinterpreted the situation.
Yes, anyway, no serious injury was sustained, apart from the damage to my second best toupee.
What exactly did they hit you with, sir?
I believe it was a pot of clotted yogurt, William. So if you could run it down to the cleaners, and do ask them not to put it in the tumble dryer this time. I can't do a thing with it when they do that.
The cleaners, sir?
Yes, why, William? Is there some problem?
No, not really, sir. It's just that to get there, I've got to walk past the building site. So, of course, as soon as they see me, it all starts up again.
Oh, no, did it?
Get your trousers off and come put a shovel full in my cement mix, all that sort of thing.
Well, it just makes me ashamed to be a woman, to be honest.
Look there, I mean, your face going red. But anyway, I thought this time, enough's enough. And so I went over to have it out with them.
You didn't?
I did.
Well, on your own? Confront all those big women on that building site?
Yes, well, I won't say I wasn't apprehensive, but I thought, this isn't just for me, this is for all men. All men ought to be free to walk down the street without women shouting at them and making dirty suggestions.
Hear, hear, Willie, I absolutely agree.
Anyway, I went up to the biggest one, the foreman, well, woman. I looked at her and I said, I want a word with you, and take that pipe out of your mouth when I'm talking to you.
And did she?
Yes. I think she was shocked I'd stood up for myself. So I said, look you, I said, we've all got to live in this world together. And how would you like it if someone whistled at your dad or your brother or if you had a son? And I said, you can't go on doing this, I said. Men have got to reclaim the streets, I said. We're not putting up with it anymore. Brothers are doing it for themselves.
And what happened?
Well, she didn't say anything immediately, though. She did have the decency to look a bit shamefaced. Then she spat on the ground, blew her nose on her sleeve, for a bit of bravado, because all the others were watching her. And then she thought a while, scratched herself a bit, said, fair enough, right, girls, back to work. She picked up a hod and went off up the ladder.
Well done, Willie. Good for you. I'm glad you said what you did.
Yes, anyway, I was about to go then, when the one driving the dumper truck...
What, the young one?
Yeah, it's quite a pity, really. Well, anyway, she came over and apologised for the rest, and, well, we got chatting, and it turns out she's a graduate, and this is just a temporary job, and, well, one thing led to another, and, well, truth is, Helen...
Yes?
She asked me out.
No, she didn't. Are you going?
I probably will.
Oh, I'm so glad, Willie.
Yes, of course. I don't know what to wear now. I have to get my hair done.
Oh, yes.
How about you, Helen? You didn't go to the contest last night.
No. No, Willie, not me.
What a riot there, apparently. A feminist demonstration. Even old Mac got clobbered.
Really? Excuse me, if you don't mind. I just want to eat my lunch at my desk.
Oh, yes, sorry, not at all. Got to be going anyway. What is that, Helen?
This? Oh, just a few pots of clotted yoghurt.
Oh. Well, I'll see you then. Are you going anywhere tonight?
Oh, I might be going out.
Well, you've got tickets for the ballet?
No, Oleg the Plumber, actually.
Going out? Oh, I was hoping Helen would stay behind late tonight and re-stretch my rubber bands. They haven't been done for a while. Who is this Attila the Hun she's going to see, William?
No, sir, it's Oleg the Plumber.
Well, why does Helen wish to see a plumber? Is she having some kind of trouble with her drains?
No, well, I don't think he does plumbing as such, sir.
Well, then what does he do, William?
I believe he takes his clothes off, sir.
What, in this weather?
No, inside, sir, in front of large numbers of women, sir.
Good heavens, William, this is rather near the knuckle, isn't it? I'm surprised at Helen going to this sort of thing.
Well, it's a hen party, sir. One of her friends is getting married.
Well, all the same, William, it seems to me that they have imported some of the worst facets of Western democracy here. Rampant feminists, plumbers who remove their boiler suits at the drop of a gasket. I mean, it's positively degrading.
Well, it's very popular, though, sir. I mean, I believe Surikov is going as well, actually.
I hope they won't be throwing bags of flour and pots of clotted yoghurt, then, tonight.
No, I understand that items of underwear with telephone numbers scribbled on them are the more popular missile at this sort of event.
Oh?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, by the way, I see that the all-women's space mission is back on Earth, sir. In fact, it's been acclaimed as the most successful and prestigious space mission ever, sir.
Yes, William. But I don't know if you noticed when they got out of the capsule that one of these women astronauts stumbled a bit.
No, I didn't actually notice that, sir.
I saw it, William. Oh, yes, she stubbed her toe. It was quite obvious.
Oh, dear, stubbed her toe. Well, that's obviously ruined the whole mission, sir. Completely invalidated all the scientific data they brought back.
Well, there you are, William. Yeah, they're just not suited to it. They go up into space, halfway around the universe, they come back to Earth. And what do? When they get here, William, they stub their toes.
Yes, plainly not up to it, as you say, sir.
Yes, it's still a man's world for a while yet, I think, William.
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, could you have that sent on to Colonel Surikov, William?
What, this, sir?
Yes, the last time he was here, he seemed to have left his penny.
Oh, I'll get it sent on to him,
sir. If you would, William. Oh, and this copy of Mrs. Beaton's cookbook here. Sir. I've got a feeling he might need it.
The way things are going, sir, I've got a feeling we all will.
In As Unequal as Others by Alex Shearer, you heard Dinsdale Landon as Mackenzie, Peter Aker as Frost, Moya Leslie as Helen, Christopher Benjamin as Surikov, and Stephen Greif as Spyro. The producer was Neil Cargill.